All right, everybody. We've got a great guest coming up now. It's my good friend, Dr. Andrew Sherman. He's a professor and vice chair of the Department of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation at the University of Miami. He's a physiatrist. Is that what you call yourself? Anyway, we're going to talk about exercises you can do from your home and your desk. And we're also going to talk about the new rehab center that he's just finished building at the University of Miami Jackson Memorial Hospital campus. Welcome to the show, Dr. Sherman. Got to unmute him there. I love it. Okay.
Still trying here.
There we go. There we go. Right. Still getting zoomed up here.
So, right. Thank you, Jim. Great to see you. And my heart goes out to David after hearing that story. And, you know, good luck in finding that cure up at UF. And, you know, hope to hear good things in the future. So I'm here today as many of us. You can see that I'm working from my living room instead of working in the office where we typically see patients. And I'm working in front of a computer. And this is something that we're all getting used to, having to be in one place and not going out into the community and staying safe and keeping our social distancing. So a lot can get done from the computer, but sometimes that leaves us with a lot of aches and pains that we didn't have before. A lot of us are at home. It's easy to grab that extra calorie food, that comfort food. So I urge you not to. Jim said, what am I, a physiatrist? So we're a specialist in physical medicine and rehab. And my particular specialty is in spine and sports and musculoskeletal and injuries and pain. And Jim knows firsthand breaking HIPAA guidelines, but he's had to come under my care, and now look how well he's doing from paying attention to his body, and that's what we're trying to do with our patients now. So we do have some general things that we give out, some general advice. I don't know if Jim can throw on a share screen here, and we can actually show people one example of different exercises that we give out when things are not going well. If I can find it.
Let's see. Yeah, I can't find that, Dr. Sherman, and I'm not that technically proficient. How about you, Regan?
Can
you?
I think I can do it.
You can do it?
How about that?
Oh, you're the man. You're the man.
Okay. So this is the ideal. This is us in front of our computer. And I dare to say that this is not what many of us are doing. So if you see, our posture is nice and straight, our eyes equal with the screen, and our head is tucked in and we're working very well. More often than not, though, we're probably seeing something in the order of, let me get you a posture that's not so great.
My posture has been horrible. I've got a tremendous zero gravity chair, but I edge up to the front and crawl in.
And so here we go with trying to find if we can. It's really hard on here. The one thing that I will say is that we do some of the interesting things that we can give to people, and I can go to a share screen for this, is that we give people little exercises that they can do in their chair to work on their body, work on their posture, and trying to sit like this, but then to exercise while you're at it and to move the day along very quickly. And so that's just some of what we have going. The other thing that we have going is that we, even though there's social distancing and we're really only seeing emergency type patients for various reasons that we want to keep everyone safe, we do have a telehealth option. And so patients who have questions, who think maybe there's something more serious going on with my neck or my back, And is there any kind of medicines that may help? Is there any other exercises? We have many more than what I just showed you, back pain, sciatica, things that need to be taken care of for us to function. We have a telehealth option. So we will see you just like this on the Zoom, and we can try and work through all your problems.
Yeah, so we did that last week. That's where we set this up.
Is that
we had a tele-meeting, and I really do want to give a testimonial for you. You guys keep me active. You keep me with my, I'll say it this way, discomfort under control. And people don't realize that people can look really, really good outside and have a real big problem on the inside. When I first met you, you were treating some of the Miami Dolphin players. Now you've graduated and you've got your own building. Tell me a little bit about the new building on campus.
So that one I will go to a share screen for, because you have to see it to believe it. So in the city of Miami, we have basically, what do people do who have horrible illnesses? And in this situation, what happens when somebody is on a ventilator for 12 to 18 days and they get off? They just bounce home. And the answer is no. We call it post-acute care. We call it rehab, adding years to life. And what kind of setting do we do it in? Well, if someone can't go home, we do it in an inpatient setting. And for the first 20 years that I've been practicing in Miami, we've really not had a state-of-the-art rehabilitation facility. And we tried for years and years to get one built. Finally, the good citizens of Dade County voted in a bond to get this started. The Miami Project to Cure Paralysis, the largest spinal cord research center in the country, founded by Mark Bonacani, donated $25 million to perform research and help the building get going. And other donors also pitched in. And so what came out of this is a wonderful 100-bed, 250,000-square-foot building for inpatient rehabilitation for catastrophic injuries. And I'm going to try and show you a picture of that now. And so how do you access this? Well, you know, this is something that you access when you have to. When you're terribly injured or hurt, this is what you would access. So I'm going to try and do a screen share on this.
Yeah, while you're
there, it is. Look at that. So it's the first new hospital built in Dade County, probably that I can remember, that's brand new. It's up to right now 80 beds, but can be expanded to 100 beds. Patients with spinal cord, patients who are post-COVID, who've been on respirators, patients who've had strokes, patients with neurological diseases. And fairly soon, we're also planning on opening a 6-bed pediatric unit. So kids like David's son can come in if they have to and spend a week or two doing rehab before they go home. And it's an amazing situation that we have now for the citizens of Dade County.
Well, I would certainly hope that David would be able to hook up with you and get Jordan down there to at least maximize his potential, given what he's going through. I know that there is long-term rehab that's required from things like my wife's kidney transplant. I've been going to rehab off and on for many years because of my back surgery that I had and my pre-existing back conditions. But the thing that I don't think people realize is that they just hear people are being put on ventilators for this COVID thing. I just realized people have to go into the medically induced coma to be on a ventilator, Dr. Sherman?
Yeah, so there may be really multi-organ issues. Someone who comes off a ventilator may need to take some time getting their memory back, their motor function back, as well as getting their ability to have endurance back. And so spending a week or two on a rehab floor would be ideal. We're trying to work out now what the criteria will be to get the people in and to actually give them that treatment. Right now, we're trying to set that up. In the meantime, we're treating COVID negative patients there. So we're treating patients with stroke, spinal cord injury, post-surgery, post-trauma, And then we're hopefully going to be able to get a unit, a wing set up for patients who are basically convalescing from that, from the COVID, and have been able to be successfully extubated and treated, and get them rehab too before they go home, and so that they're in the maximum function that they can be.
Now, Dr. Sherman, how do people get a hold of you? How do they get more information about that? You could tell me it's through the UM portal and people bang their head against the wall. So really,
let's start with telehealth. Telehealth is easily accessed through our phone number. It's 305-243-6605. They're all set up to get you in to see one of our great physicians in my department of physiatry, but also if you need to be seen by someone in another UM department, they're set up to do that too by telehealth, and we're doing every specialty is being accessed and treated with telehealth.
I've used two different doctors via telehealth. It's actually amazing. I don't want to ever go in my car again.
it works very well, and we can at least troubleshoot and screen out big problems. And for the big problems where it is serious, we can keep you out of the emergency room and possibly get you your testing at on an outpatient basis instead of having to go to the emergency room. So it really has been beneficial. And like you, I've been very happy with that. We've been able to help people, and they're all quite excited about it. And then for the rehab building, will be as we get this process going. The building's only been open for a month, and it's already filled. And so we need to expand it. We're at 65 beds, and that's our capacity currently. Now we're going to be moving it up again, and hopefully we'll get up to that, to those larger numbers, so we can service the good citizens of Dade County. To get in as an outpatient, you go through one of our physicians, so the portal that I gave, and to go through as an inpatient, if you were sick and had been in the hospital for whatever reason, your doctors will consult one of our doctors, and the process will get you over to our building, and we can get you the services that you need and the care that you need. So we're real excited about this. This is a game changer type of rehabilitation service for Dade County citizens at the Jackson Hospital, and we're real excited.
I'm very excited too. I've been watching it go up. I've been hearing you talk about it for years. I want to personally thank you for making my quality of life better. I really can't imagine how I'd be able to live without you and Dr. Patton and your team that helped me stay vertical and also helped me stay relatively pain-free, although I'm getting Zoom butt here from sitting on my chair too much.
Yeah, you got to do your Zoom exercises. Do those.